Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The rise and fall of the popular. It's hard to stop what you've spent so much time and effort to become good at, isn't it? And what's really difficult is letting go when everyone else is still doing it. But if we are really cutting edge as we portray out there, we got to be willing to move on. The key? Don't go cold turkey. It's not necessary to stop without something else, another idea or tactic to replace this with. Here are my two best approaches. First up, I call this ride the horse until it dies strategy. Here's how it works. Enjoy the ride up and continue when saturation takes place. Now, my post noted that you could buy time by going narrow. Do that. The key? Know when you're at the point of diminishing returns. Have benchmarks in place that will give you a heads up. When white noise comes, and yeah, it's going to come, move on to the next thing that you've already identified because you had time that you just bought. Be satisfied that you've taken all the value that you're going to get. Second, I call this jump off at the first sign of trouble. Strategy. Yeah, sounds extreme, and it's for folks that have the first mover brands. Here's how this works. Always keep the radar on to what's coming up so you can catch the new wave before it crests. Have benchmarks that show when saturation has started. Skip the distinction part, start tapering off, and move on to the next big thing. Being always on the move is part of your appeal anyway. Now, both of these approaches require that you have an advanced heads up. So the big question, what are your benchmarks? How do you know when it's time to move? A lot of us don't have objective criteria in place, which is why saturation comes as a surprise. The reality here is that there were smoke signals up there that are a clue of the downhill slide. Let's pay attention to them. Now, I hope this helps. You go out there and be brilliant.